Hi, this is Angie here at Shine FM, and it's time for our community spotlight. These are things that are going on in and around our listening area that could affect you and your family. We are getting ready to do our community spotlight, and in the studio with me is Mr. Ben Stoller. He's the mayor of Belle Fountain, and we always get this monthly update and find out what's going on in our very local area. Vote very local, because we have our office in Belle Fountain. So good morning.
And we're glad you're here in Belle Fountain. Thanks, Angie, and good morning.
Good morning. So lots of stuff going on that's not COVID related, which I'm glad that we're not talking about. But tell me about what is happening. We're getting ready to celebrate a milestone, right?
We are. Happy birthday to Belle Fountain. There's something about Ohio, which started in about 1803, but lots of communities are beginning to celebrate. Some have already had their 200th birthday, but Belle Fountain was formed in 1820. And so we've been looking forward to celebrating. I thought it was funny you said that this is not COVID related. And if you ask the right, maybe the wrong person, everything's COVID related. I'm like you, my glass is half full and things are not in my day that are related to COVID, but we're being careful.
Sure.
We're very excited. Saturday at the end of this month, which is August 29th, it's a mid-afternoon start, lots of food trucks, some antique cars, some of those fun things. We have four different venues, and they're kind of antique music. We have dulcimers playing, a barbershop quartet, a big band sound of local musicians, and then a banjo guitar. Each one of those about 45 minutes, and then a few, we don't want a lot of speeches, but a few moments where we recognize some special guests, and we take a moment to say happy birthday to Belle Fountain, and then we finish with a laser light show, and then
really?
Some music around the downtown area. So come on down and dance, and we'll encourage social distancing, which is it's just safe these days.
Yeah.
And wear a mask if you want to. We're not going to be your mom and scold you, but but we have hand washing stations and hand sanitizing stations.
Yeah.
And little portable restrooms, and you just have to do those things so that all the conveniences are right at your fingertips and people stay safe. One cool thing we're going to do is we're going to actually have some audio video equipment, and we'll live stream it. So there are folks
nice.
Who are older that would like to see what's going on, but not park a car and walk a few blocks and be a part of this. So we want everybody to enjoy it. And if they don't feel like coming out of their house, you can still take it in. So we're excited about that. We've been preparing for a long time. We're working with the county health commissioner, who says onward and upward. You know, if we're outside under the blue skies and on our best behavior, why shouldn't we gather? We have to continue to live. So
yeah.
Thanks for
we
asking.
We gathered, but we didn't have the blue skies. We had a little bit more rain.
Yes, you did.
But we did have a really good night.
I have to apologize, Angie, because I had my wristband on.
I saw the picture.
And we were headed out Ludlow, and it wasn't just raining at that moment. It was raining sideways.
Yes.
And so we turned around. We said, well, we'll just wait. Well, there were some pretty cool breaks in the day, but somehow our evening got moved on. So
yeah, that was when the fun really began to happen, is afterwards when we came back.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Celebrate, right.
So yes, unfortunately, you did miss a lot of the wonderful Rock the Lake stuff, but I'm sure you could hear it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you could.
As mayor, we get a few calls that says, there's noise in our neighborhood. And I'll say, but it's 9 p.m. It's okay.
Yeah, we ended early. So
yeah. No, it was a beautiful event.
You know, we were talking about bicentennial. Now, remind me when Logan County had their birthday.
Oh, 2 years ago. So we were an 1818 county, and then the county seat piddled along 2 more years later and was formed.
Okay.
And then I love a little bit of Ohio history, but just years before that, this was the Shawnee Nation. This was where Blue Jacket, this was his town.
Oh, neat.
And much of Logan County was inhabited by our Native Americans, you know how that worked. We must have moved them along and said, we want to settle this area.
Yeah, unfortunately.
As settlers. But there's a rich history of Native Americans in this only just before that 200-year mark. So
yeah. And then when did the first cement street actually happen? Because that was not too long after that, right?
Well, maybe about 100 years, but you have to think about when the automobile, of course, came along.
Yes,
so
yes,
it's
yes.
18, I have to think about this, 1891 was the first paved street. And that was a chemist. He worked, my dad later in life owned that same pharmacy. So that same building was a pharmacy, a chemist shop in the 1890s. And this guy said, why are we taking our horses and wagons through mud when you could have a paved road and then it doesn't change when it rains? And they thought he was crazy, don't they, for most inventors.
Sure.
And in the day, he had to bond $5,000, which was like $100,000 these days,
wow,
to guarantee the city of Bellefonte it would still be there the next year. Today, now 130 years later, that's the same concrete that they laid in 1890.
Yeah, that's
And so now
cool.
The first concrete street's gone because that was on Main Street.
Yeah.
But Court Street, Court Avenue, is still the original. So now it's the oldest paved street, which was 1893. But that one's still there.
Yeah.
And people who make a living laying down concrete love to come back and see this and say, there you go. It is a durable material. So great slice of history. Thank you.
And I love that we can celebrate all of this when we spend some time downtown and actually be able to visit and have some celebration time as Bellefonte turns 200. We are doing our community spotlight, and in the studio with me today is Mayor Ben Staller from the mayor. He is the mayor of Bellefonte. We're talking about the great things that our little town brings, and you guys are having a bicentennial coming up at the end of the month, which is wonderful. But right now, I'm enjoying the Doors. Can we talk about the Doors?
Oh, please, we should. And this is something that, by the way, we don't have a patent on this, so you have lots of neat little communities, villages, and towns that are in your listening area. One of the things we do to raise local money it stays here to help cancer victims, mm-hmm, is what we call Doors of Encouragement. And so most of the doors were taken or even donated months ago, and now they're on display in downtown Bellefonte. So it's kind of a fun time to park your car and walk along. There's some beautiful messages that are on lots of these doors, and as the name would say, they're encouraging messages.
Mm-hmm.
So they're positive, they're uplifting, and there's a lot of cool artwork. And it's not necessarily just local artists that do Doors of Encouragement. There are
elementary and
middle school classes that regular people have some pretty cool ideas with a door that might be 100 years old or one that actually is not that good a shape, so it shouldn't be in your house anymore. We like to see that as a second purpose. So those become Doors of Encouragement. And then later this month in August, they'll have an auction, and that's where people will buy them, and that money will go to help our fellow man and woman and our neighbor who may be saddled with cancer. Right now, this is Angie, when you were downtown, you would have been inconvenienced for a few days. It's been decades since we had a new coat of blacktop. So I don't know if you've been downtown the last 2 days.
No, I've been
days.
Avoiding it because I saw it in the paper.
Well, thank you. We tried to give you a little warning, but in the next couple of days, it will be completed. We had it start to finish about a 4-day time frame.
Okay.
So we're repaving downtown. Again, that helps us in this bicentennial year. But downtown shops, which really came back strong after the governor lifted, hey, don't go shopping, or this business is essential and that one's non-essential. You know, it's great. We're back at it. We're staying safe. But Bellefonte, like a lot of your listening communities, has some unique shops and mm-hmm. some antique stores
yep.
and coffee shops and restaurants and maybe a craft beer somewhere. But it brings people not just from our own downtown, but as other communities in your listening area think about how can we make our shopping area come alive. It's really having some unique opportunities for people to visit your community and then go back to their own towns and start to talk about it and say, oh, we had a great slice of pizza or oh, there's the cutest little coffee shop. And so we celebrate that. So downtown Bellefonte is really alive and well.
And the picnic tables really help because you can eat outdoors even.
Thank you. Our parks are not as busy with some of this coronavirus bad news we hear from time to time. And so we said, let's repurpose those. Let's have them downtown, mm-hmm. which encourage you to ask for your meal, to go outside under the blue skies. We spray them every morning so that there's some disinfectant. We can't come pick up after you like a restaurant. But, you know, you're kind of eating at your own risk when you sit at a picnic table. But that some
Just wash
nights,
your hands.
Yeah. Yeah. And some nights you go through downtown Bell Fountain and there's literally somebody at all of those little picnic tables.
Yeah, that's the nice thing. That's what
there's
I love about summer.
There's 30 of them downtown.
Wow.
So, yeah, so it's been a nice piece. We'll probably pull them in when it gets cold and nobody wants to
have
their pizza and it's 25 degrees outside. So,
but it is nice to see on a warm summer night all the folks that are downtown.
It sure
it's
is.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, all right. So how can folks find out more about what's going on in downtown Bell Fountain?
Well, our Logan County Chamber of Commerce keeps an active calendar. So do we at the City of Bell Fountain. And I don't know if you can link through Shine FM to see what's going on in the community calendar, but I know you keep yours up to date. And so you should do that. You know, sometimes it just takes a simple Google moment and ask about what's happening in your town or in the lovely city of Bell Fountain. But
and I know they're doing the Friday nights uptown, first Fridays.
Yeah, first Fridays. In fact, we kind of stretch it into Saturdays, but it's where we're encouraging shop owners to stay open later. And sometimes last weekend there was some live music that was happening
nice.
At the Olive Tree, which is one of our new and unique businesses.
Yep.
But he was oozing cool. I thought it was Billy Joel. He had just a keyboard and a great voice.
Yeah, that whole little shop is pretty neat.
It is.
Yeah, there's a lot to it.
Again, it has that unique quality.
Yeah.
So thanks for your time today and have a blessed day.
Yeah, thanks to Mayor Ben Staller. That's our community spotlight for this Thursday. You can always find out what's going on in and around our listening area by heading over to our community calendar at shinefmohio.com.
We're community supported Shine FM.